Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here and this is Grimm's Red TV with Married with Children. We are back! I know you guys have been waiting. And yes, we're the two dumbasses that keep talking during your video. If you want it without the commentary, plenty of places to go see it.
Oh yeah.
But we do commentary because, you know, there's a lot of red pills in this show and it's funny, so we do both.
Might wanna mess up the copyright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's totally copyright, and we respect BitChute allowing us to do this. Yeah. Alright. My voice isn't great today, but we're gonna go with it.
Ugly in the morning.
It's our anniversary and the kids wanted to fix us breakfast.
Yeah, they're great kids. By the way, happy anniversary. Did you brush your teeth this morning?
No. You?
No. Happy anniversary, honey. Well, I can eat a horse.
I'm hungry.
I don't smell anything cooking. I don't see anything cooking. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Nothing's cooking.
I bet they made something ahead of time and they're hiding. Ready to surprise us.
Oh, I'm starving. What for breakfast?
It's our anniversary. I bet you wanted to get up early and fix us breakfast.
Oh, no. Was that today?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
She's got MS now.
Really?
Yeah. You know, it seems like it. I'm wondering if it's something they're doing because, you know, I'm trying to think of her name. Blair.
I'd like a glass of fresh juice squeezed.
Cannot think of her name, but she has MS. The one that was on Cruel Intentions.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Hellboy. She's in.
Yeah. I got you.
Immature.
Selma Blair.
Yeah,
she's got it. She just got it. Said she gained 40 pounds.
Damn.
Happy anniversary, dear. Can you believe it's been 16 years?
Yeah, they just flew by.
Let's see. Now, which one is the 16th?
Most people don't even stay married for 16 years anymore. Shit.
The 15th is Crystal. What's the next
one? I think
one?
They should have a Crystal. Mandatory so many years.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Get me a tie again?
Learn to work through stuff instead of just do the easiest route.
Yep.
I say the easiest route.
I think they should have. No. I disagree. I think they should have.
Yeah, you're right.
Where people, when they get tired of it, they just, you know, no harm, no foul.
Wow.
Let's not make a big
deal. You can have to split up asses.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't have to do that.
Silly presents to show we love each other.
That's what I said. Like, you don't. You can do a split. Instead of a divorce, you do a split.
I said, yeah.
That'd be great.
Some people do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm saying that you could do that instead of a divorce. You could just do a split. I'm wondering if people just start doing that. If people even start marrying at all. A lot of people aren't marrying anymore.
If God didn't want other people to hear it, he wouldn't have made it so shrill. I'm gonna take a shower.
Yeah, I gotta do the laundry.
Hey, when you do the laundry, you use all the hot water.
Well, if God had wanted you to have hot water, he wouldn't have given me laundry.
Dad? Are you really not gonna get Mom a present? Oof. Bad move. Because no matter what she says, if you don't get her a present, you're gonna break her heart.
Yeah, and then she'll take it out on us.
Dad, even Meg's father got her mom an anniversary present, and he shot at her.
This is a secret, and I mean a secret. I am getting your mom a present. One of those expensive watches she's always harping about.
Oh, Dad, that's great. She'll love it. You're the greatest.
Yeah, but listen, don't say a word to your mother, because I want this to be a surprise. You understand? Not a word.
Right, Dad. Oh, Mom, guess what? Dad's getting you a great watch. And it's supposed to be a surprise butthead. It's one of those expensive ones you're always harping about.
Oh, what a sweet man. Yeah. Huh. That sweet man would get me a great gift, and I'll be sitting there like a jerk with nothing for him. Well, I'm going to go out and get him something. Gee, what is it he's really wanting?
That blonde down the street?
Did he tell you that?
No, I just assumed it by the way he bites his fist whenever he drives by her house.
Why, he's just kidding when he does that. Excuse me, one second. I'm just kidding when I do that. You kids go ahead and get ready for school. I had a huge lot of laundry. Happy anniversary! Ah, thoughtful.
Look, we even put your name on the label.
Oh, that's too bad. It would have been a nice gift for us to give somebody.
Ain't that some shit.
I guess you guys have a big evening planned, huh?
Oh, pretty much. I'll fix dinner. We'll exchange presents. Then he'll watch midget wrestling.
Ooh, what time does it come on?
Steve, we hate wrestling.
Midget wrestling. Man, that sounds amazing.
How late midgets got to stay up.
Right.
This is a Pardon special me. Night for you. And you shouldn't spend it
I guarantee you I wouldn't
Listen,
marry someone.
Let them do the work.
It's like, we hate wrestling. Right, right.
We use them for all our anniversaries.
No, you hate it.
The first day we met.
I love it.
First day we kissed.
The first day we went out.
First day we stayed in.
The first day you brought me flowers.
First day you talked dirty to me.
I love you, Steve.
I love you too, Marcy.
Do they make veal?
Here we are, sir. Oh, I think my wife would like that. I think she will, too. It's a very nice frame. And
I'm Al Bundy. I called about that expensive watch.
Ah, yes. Here you are, sir. Oh, it's my last one.
We'll wrap it up and leave the price tag on.
Well, yes, sir. Yes. Now, will that be cash or charge?
Charge. And don't get cute with my carbons.
Wait a second, I was here first.
Yeah, so were the Indians. Hey, see, I'm in sales myself. I know how these guys think. See, they see me, they see a big commission. If they see you, they see me.
Well, if you're in sales, you should know that each customer counts as much as the next.
Yeah, right. That's why he let me butt right in front of you like you were never even born. What's that?
It's an anniversary present for my wife.
You gonna get that?
Yeah.
How many years you been married?
One.
Well, see, that explains it. See, you're obviously new to the married game. Let me help you out. See, the first thing I learned on my 16-year tour of duty was that women live for presents. Now, you take the most ornery woman in the world. We'll call her Peggy. And you bring a crappy present home, like that picture frame, and your life will be a living hell.
Well, my wife and I agreed that we wouldn't spend too much on our anniversary. We decided we'd save our money for more important things.
There is no more important thing than your anniversary. See, an anniversary is something special. It's not like other holidays when other people are celebrating too. It's just between the two of you. See, it's a day when you can show how you feel the rest of the year, but you don't, because you're a man.
That's beautiful.
Because you're a man.
To know me is to love me. Here comes how I feel right now.
Sir, your card has been rejected.
What?
I don't care. Next.
It's my anniversary.
Happy anniversary. I'll take the watch.
Stuff like that.
Maybe you can. Would you like to be a chef?
No, nah, I'd rather be a man.
Don't touch my rosin. Don't ever touch my rosin.
Sorry. Gee, you're kind of touchy.
Kind of like a clown at a birthday party.
Yeah? Did you ever see a clown do this?
Ow!
I'm not doing that anymore.
What did she say?
Something about... He said he's not used to be a birthday party clown.
What a beautiful dress.
Oh, thanks. I bought it this afternoon. I didn't really like it, but I didn't feel like changing back into what I had on.
We were just admiring your wedding album.
And we videotaped our wedding. Of course, Polaroids are nice, too.
That's Daddy's car.
Okay, that's my watch. Everyone hide, quick.
Shh, shh, shh. Back in there. Go.
Honey, see what Stephen Marcy sent us?
Yeah, gee, that's great. Well, as long as I don't have to put up with him in person.
Yeah.
Hey, I thought we said no big deal.
Oh, it's no big deal. Just us and a few of our closest friends. Oh, and a violinist. And a few others. Time for presents.
Peg, I thought we said no presents.
Well, I know, but it's our anniversary, and I couldn't resist.
You didn't tell your mom I was going to get her a present, did you?
It was Kelly, Dad. I know she's your daughter, but I think she's got to go.
Okay, Mom and Dad, open mine first.
You brought me a present, too?
Sure, I wasn't going to be the only one here without a present.
Oh. Picture frame.
Picture frame.
Do you know how much it cost?
Yes, I do.
Perfect anniversary gift.
Mine next.
Oh, a diary.
Yeah, it's Kelly's.
Damn!
Have that bed, please.
Of course, dear. They're your private moments, and Bud had no right to take it. It was a nice thought, though, Bud.
Open wound. Here, we got you two one of our favorite books.
My partner, my wife, my life. My God. Thank you very much. Good night and drive safe.
It's my turn.
Hey, were you here this morning when we said no presents?
Oh, Al.
I bet she's why the card was declined.
Tools I've been wanting. Well, it's gonna be tough to top this, so why try?
We all know what it's time for now.
Yeah, come on, Dad, whip out that watch.
The door.
He said, whip out that watch.
Luke, you're here. Look, everybody, it's Luke, and he doesn't have a present, but we're not gonna hold it against him, are we?
Hey. I'd have to be a pretty big piece of scum not to bring a present.
Luke, you didn't have to bring a present.
Yes, I did. Al Peg hates me.
Thank you, Luke.
Hey, Al, your daughter's really blossomed. Where's the eats?
Not now, Luke. We still have one more thing we have to do.
Yeah, Dad, get Mom's present.
Right. It's out in the car. I'll go get it.
Drive off. Heaven.
Wow. He's not going to be doing that.
Happy anniversary.
It's a can of paint.
Road.
tried to get her a watch, but... Who is this guy?
It's Bobo.
Peg, I tried to get you the watch. There was some kind of a mix-up with the credit card. I'll fix it tomorrow.
Tomorrow is not our anniversary.
You're taking this well?
Well, gifts aren't really important, are they? The important thing is that you two have been together all these years. Isn't that what anniversaries are all about?
Steve, you would never show up without a present for our anniversary, would you?
Uh-oh.
I care about you. Maybe we ought to be getting on home.
Oh, no, you don't. I paid for this dinner, and I'm going to enjoy it. Now sit down.
Nice going, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Nice.
That's the most I've ever seen them eat.
Yeah.
Might be
the most I've ever seen.
As the season goes on, they eat less and less.
Oh, yeah.
Bud, Kelly, Steve, Marcy, Luke.
No, Peg, I tried to get you the watch. It's not my fault.
It's never your fault.
Well, there's got to be a reason. I paid the bill. You were here. I sent the check in a couple of weeks ago.
Give it up, Al. There is nothing wrong with the card. I used it to pay for this dinner today. Including this caviar, which you now have your elbow in.
Damn.
That's why it's declined.
You cheap?
Yeah, but not today. I mean, didn't the guy give you a hard time about the card?
No, Al, not at all.
Me neither, Daddy.
You paid with the credit card, too?
Of course, I wasn't going to spend my allowance.
And Peg, sweetie, those power tools that cost a pretty penny? Was that pretty penny plastic, Peg?
Of course it was, Al.
I used his own money to buy.
So I guess the dinner and the presents, old Mr. Skinflint here kind of paid for everything, didn't he? In fact, the only thing I didn't pay for was my present to you. And you want to know why? Because maybe you stuffed the credit card so much that when I tried to use it, it threw up. Eat, enjoy, relax. I'd like to thank everybody for their understanding in my hour of need. So I'm going to take my tools, which I paid for. Celebrate in the
he
garage,
did.
Which I'm still paying for.
The garage. Shit. Veal and caviar? God damn.
As a woman, I never thought I would say this to another woman, but...
You can get
totally
caviar
wrong.
At Walmart. Still expensive, but...
Aren't you going to apologize?
Well, sure.
I think I saw it,
right,
and it's like...
You won't be expecting me yet.
A little
see,
jar
really
was
to sit and stew in my own juices.
Close to $10.
Oof.
But you are going to tell him you're sorry, aren't you?
No. You know, that's the really nice thing about Al. Whenever we have a major argument, he never makes me apologize. He always cuts me off right before I have to say the S word. It's sort of a shorthand. Comes with 16 years of marriage.
Well, honey, I hope that we grow so close that I never have to apologize to you.
Steve, you're interrupting.
I'm sorry.
And another thing, where'd you get that dress?
Oh, I've had this for years. You never notice what I wear.
So what are you doing out here?
You know. Look, I didn't realize that I put you over your credit limit. It's just one of those things that happen when you charge too much.
Yeah.
And after all, it's your money.
And
I don't work. Feel free to cut me off here anytime you'd like.
No, not this time, because this time I didn't do anything. And I want to hear you say it.
What, Al?
It.
Oh, come on, Al. We both know I am.
Am what, Peg?
It. Very it. You're really serious.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, I thought I finally saved up enough money to get you a nice present that you deserve. And it felt bad walking in the house without it.
was worse, thinking you didn't think I tried.
Yeah, you're right. You always do try to do something nice for our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you hadn't tried to buy me that watch, if the 16 years we've been together isn't enough to say I love you, well, what good would a stupid watch do? Oh, Al. I really...
We're supposed to get some rain.
Would you like me to make you some soup for your lunch tomorrow?
No, it's okay.
I think their happiness is being disgusted with each other.
Yeah.
You know, I really did feel bad about not getting you a present, so I thought of a present I could get you that you didn't have to put on a credit card. No, not that. No, because after all, I wasn't wrong in this.
Ah. He withheld sex. He's like, no.
Oh, gee. You tore up my dashboard. Thanks.
Look where the dashboard used to be.
Oh, a radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I took it out of my car. I put it in yours. Happy anniversary.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I fixed the bass control so it doesn't vibrate your tush.
Actually, I kind of like that. Oh, Al.
I bet she did.
I can't tell you how much this means to me. Hey, what's that thing on the front seat?
It's your air conditioner. Hey, listen, you know, we haven't been alone all day. You want to sit out here and listen to the oldie station?
Yeah, sure.
War, eh? So you didn't do nothing. All right. So that's the end of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold on. We always want to see if there's... Don Draper. Okay. So that's the end of Married with Children for this week. And of course, we'll have more because we're back at it on Grimm's Red TV. We'll see you later.
Later.